Broadcasting from an operator switchboard somewhere at the telephone company, you're listening to The Phone Show on prankoperator.com.
Hey everybody, you're listening to The Phone Show. This is episode 8, and today is Wednesday, February 20th, 2019. You may have just heard that new intro that I just got. I got breaking news. I emailed Pat Fleet, who's the lady who does the voice recordings for AT&T, and I got her to do some recordings for me. So that intro you just heard was one of them, and I've also got this one, which I'll play at some point in a future show, but just play it to you now so you can hear it.
Have you ever been called at 3 a.m. by some weirdo with a crazy story? You will. And the Wacky Podcast to bring it upon you. The Phone Show at prankoperator.com.
So that's totally awesome. Definitely going to use that one. And for when I'm doing a live format show and I keep getting all the, you know, voicemails and disconnected numbers, I've got this one to play.
We're sorry. This person is dead. Please hang up and give a moment of silence. This is a recording.
You know, because everybody knows when you get a number and it's disconnected, it means that that person's dead. It's not just because they canceled their landlines, because, you know, other than people like me who still has landlines in 2019. Oh, but on a fun thing, if anybody wants to order a landline in 2019 or later, and you live in an area where Verizon provides local service, I have a refer-a-friend code that if you use it, I will get free money, and so will you. So that code is FURMA012VZ. So, you know, anybody wants to help me pay my bills, just go out and order landlines and use that refer-a-friend code and, you know, make Verizon pay me free money, because that's doing pretty good so far. But anyway, so about the show, these are calls that I did about a couple weeks ago. It's going to become somewhat of a short show because I didn't get as many, you know, answers as I wanted to. I got a lot of disconnected numbers, but I thought I got enough to at least release a short one today. I was calling up people in the city of Raleigh. I have an old phone book, and I was letting them know about their new corporate-sponsored street names. And apparently nobody wants to live on Walmart Way and Burger King Drive, so, you know, some people sort of believed it, other ones, you know, figured out that I was full of crap, but, you know, I still had fun doing it, so let's start playing those calls and get into the show. So, here we go.
Hello.
Hello, Holly?
Yes?
Hey, Holly, this is Dave calling from the city of Raleigh, in the street department.
Yeah.
Hey, I don't know if you got our letters. We're just doing follow-up calls, but we're going to be changing the name of your street in 2 weeks.
What are you talking about?
Oh, we're doing sponsored street names here at the city to lower our costs. So different companies are sponsoring different streets. So in 2 weeks from now, your current street, which is going to be the same house number, but the new street name is going to be Walmart Way, because Walmart is sponsoring your street.
What?
So 2 weeks from now, your new address is going to be 1325 Walmart Way. So we just wanted to give you a courtesy reminder so you can let your friends and family and, you know, bills know that what your new address will be.
Are you serious about this?
Yeah, I'm totally serious. We're trying to lower the cost here of running the city, so we have different companies sponsoring some of our streets, and, you know, we name the streets after the companies that sponsor it, and they pay us money for the sponsorship, so it's a win-win for everybody. Everybody gets their streets taken care of.
Except for me, it's going to cost money to change it. Oh my gosh, it's a pain in the butt to have to change my street name.
Well, I mean, it's just Walmart Way. I mean, you got one of the easy companies. I mean, it's not even like, you know, that's an easy name. Like, we have, Pampers, the company that makes the baby diapers. You know, we had another street over in town, like Wake Forest Road. That's being renamed to Butt Cheek Boulevard for the diaper company. So, I mean, I think you got one of the good ones, Walmart Way.
Actually, I don't care about the name. It's a pain in the butt of changing your street address everywhere.
Yeah, that's
your
why
work,
we're...
everything. That
is why we're
cool.
That's why we're giving you a courtesy reminder call, let you know.
All right. All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye.
Hello.
Hello, Lucille.
Yes.
Hi, Seal. This is Dave. I'm calling from the street department here with the city of Raleigh.
Yeah.
Hey, we're just following up on a letter you should have received from us about 2 months ago about the street name change.
Yes.
Yep, so it's just a courtesy reminder that 2 weeks from today, your street is going to be changed to Walmart Way because of the sponsorship program. Yep, so we just wanted to make sure you've had time to notify everybody of your new street address.
We don't have another new street. I thought that was a new street down there.
No. It's just your street is being renamed. Right now, your address is 1921.
Yes.
2 weeks from today, it's going to be 1921 Walmart Way. Because Walmart is sponsoring your street.
Walmart Way.
Yes, Walmart is sponsoring your street, so your street is going to be Walmart Way.
Okay.
You'll start seeing the city crews putting up the signs, but we just want to make sure you let everybody know, because once we put up the signs, any mail addressed to your old street name will not be sent to you. I don't want you to miss out on any, bills or letters from friends.
We got to go down there tomorrow. Do we still have to go tomorrow? 10 o'clock? That's what they were leaving on the doors.
Yeah, you just need to make sure you update the address everywhere. Like any companies that send you mail or people, just make sure that they have your new address, because in 2 weeks, anything addressed to will not be delivered because the street won't exist anymore.
Okay. And.
Yep. So the rest of your address will be the same, except instead of it'll be Walmart Way.
All right. Yeah, we got. Do you know where we live now, right?
Yep. You're going to be on Walmart Way.
Yeah, and I'm on Drive.
Yep. So
yeah,
that's going to be Walmart Way in 2 weeks.
Okay. All right, and in 2 weeks.
Yep.
And
2 weeks.
We'll
be on Walmart
Way.
We
still going to have a meeting tomorrow morning, right?
Oh yeah, definitely. But definitely make sure you update everybody, and may want to, when you go to the meeting, we'll try to bring it up toward the end. But we got a lot of other important stuff to mention, so you might want to bring it up along with everybody at the meeting and make sure we don't forget to talk about it. Because it's not just your street; we're changing all the streets in your neighborhood.
Oh,
it's not
yeah.
just yours. So we need to make sure everybody knows their new street names and make sure everybody's gotten everything updated.
All right, Walmart Drive. That's what it is, right?
It's Walmart Way.
Walmart Way.
Yep, 1921 Walmart Way.
Okay, 1921 Walmart Way.
Yep, that's your new address starting in 2 weeks.
Okay, then, because I got 1921 now. But,
yep.
It's
going to be Walmart Way.
Way, 1921.
Walmart Way, you got it.
Okay. I appreciate it.
Yep, you're welcome. Have a good night.
Thank you, ma'am, and you too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Hello.
Hello, Steve?
Yeah.
Hey, this is Dave. I'm calling from the town of Apex on the street department.
Okay.
Just calling to follow up about a notice you should have gotten from us about that we're changing the name of your street in 2 weeks.
You're doing what now?
We're changing the name of your street. We're trying to keep up with the cost of maintaining the road. So we've got a corporate sponsorship program going on. So different companies are sponsoring some of the local roads in town. And Best Buy, the chain store, is going to be sponsoring your street. So in 2 weeks from now, you're not going to live on Wynn anymore. You're going to live at 1031 Best Buy Circle. So we just wanted to make sure you had a chance.
You
got to
be kidding me.
No, we're serious. The town has grown quite a bit, and we're having trouble, keeping up with the street budget. So we're, having a sponsorship program. So we renamed the streets after the company that sponsors it, and they pay for the maintenance. So it's a kind of a win-win for everybody. But it does require all the residents to change their address on file with different companies that may send them mail, stuff like that. So we just wanted to make sure you had a chance to update everybody you know about your new street.
Somehow I don't believe you when I get a phone call like this and don't know anything about it.
You should have gotten a letter from us about 2 months ago, but anyway, you'll believe it when you see the signs going up. We'll have our town trucks out there in about 2 weeks, you know, changing the signs. So we just wanted to let you know, because once we put up the new signs,
I'll believe it when I see it.
Yeah, well, that's fine. Just make sure you let everybody know, because once we change the signs, the post office won't deliver to anymore.
Well, you need to be calling everybody else on day.
Oh, we are. We've got a list. That's why we're open late tonight. We're having to make all these calls to let everybody know. Normally, I would have gone home about 4 hours ago,
okay,
but they made me work the night shift today to make sure all the residents are informed.
Okay.
So make sure you let everybody know your new address.
Sure.
Hello?
Hey, Maureen?
No?
Can I help you? Yeah, this is Dave. I'm calling from the town of Holly Springs in the street department.
From the street department?
Yeah, we're just calling to let you know that we're going to be changing the name of your street in 2 weeks. This is a follow-up to the letter we should have received about 2 months ago.
Oh, hold on a second.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, this is Dave. I'm calling from the town of Holly Springs in the street department.
Okay.
Yeah, we're just calling to let you know. You should have gotten a letter from us about 2 months ago, but we're just doing a follow-up call to remind you that we're going to be changing the name of your street in 2 weeks.
No, we never got a letter like that.
Okay, well, it's a good thing I'm doing a reminder call, so we know not everybody, you know, checks their mail regularly. But anyway, so your street is going to be renamed to Burger King Drive, because we're doing company-sponsored street names to help lower the cost
of
maintenance.
This is ridiculous. Why would you be calling me and saying that?
No, it's true. We're trying to lower the cost of maintenance on our roads, and so different companies are sponsoring the streets, and Burger King is sponsoring yours.
Hello.
Hey, this is Dave again. We somehow got disconnected.
I hung up on you.
Yeah, what's up?
Yeah, we were just letting you know that the street name change is real. Different companies are sponsoring our streets to help lower the cost of maintenance on them. And since Burger King is the company that's sponsoring your road, that's why the road is going to be Burger King Drive in 2 weeks, because they're the ones that are sponsoring it.
Do we get Whoppers or what?
No. Well, what happens is different companies are sponsoring some of our roads to help lower the cost of maintaining them. And so we rename the streets for the company that sponsors it, and they give us money here at the town, which we use to maintain them. So Burger King is sponsoring yours, so effective 2 weeks from today, your new address will be 113 Burger King Drive.
What's the rest of the address?
Holly Springs.
Got the wrong number then.
No, that's not it. We don't live in Holly Springs.
Nope. Well, this is Maureen, isn't it?
That's the wrong city.
Have we reached Maureen?
Yeah, that's Maureen, but it's the wrong city.
Well, we're the ones that maintain the road. You're at 113 Drive, right?
What's the rest of the address?
What's the rest of the address?
113 Drive, Holly Springs.
Oh, that's wrong.
Well, that's what it is here in the city for maintenance, here at the town.
Okay, well, this is some ridiculous joke.
It doesn't make sense.
Well, we're just calling to let you know. I mean, you'll see when they start putting up the new street signs in 2 weeks. We were just trying to give you a courtesy reminder.
It just sounds kind of strange. Who do you work for?
You're the street department for the town of Holly Springs.
Okay, okay.
There's no street department.
Yep, it's part of the public works and maintenance.
Okay, okay. All right, well, they'll let us know, okay?
Yep, well, that's what we're doing now, so you'll see you 2 weeks from now when our crews are out there changing the street signs. We just wanted to remind you and let you know so you can let everybody know your new address, you know, so you don't miss any mail once the name change takes effect.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good evening.
Bye.
Bye.
And so that's our show. So those last people knew that I was full of crap, and I was calling out of an old phone book, and the phone book said Holly Springs, so that's what I said, but, you know, apparently they're... street address was right, but they're not in Holly Springs, so, you know, good job, YP. You know, you totally messed up that one. They might have believed it otherwise, or probably not, but anyway, so that's the end of the show. I hope everybody enjoyed it. Don't forget to support the show on Patreon at patreon.com/prankoperator and send me ideas and list of numbers to call by going to prankoperator.com and click on the contact button. Send me an email. So thanks for listening.
A double cheeseburger, onion rings, and a large orange drink, please. Did you get my order? Onion rings and a large orange drink. No, I want a cheeseburger. A double cheeseburger. Onion rings and a large orange drink. A cheeseburger.